Kyle Charters here with you, sitting in for Jared today on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Let's go straight to the Blue Fox Heating and Cooling Hammerhead Hotline and bring in our friend Mike Carmen of the Greater Lafayette Sports Report and a contributor at goldandblack.com. Hey, Carm, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's basketball season in March. What is there to be unhappy about? Let's start with the tournament that's going to be happening here, in about 3 hours or so, up in Minneapolis, the Caitlin Clark Show in the sold-out Target Center. Purdue will get underway at 6:30 against Northwestern. You know, this really not where Purdue wants to be in this 12-13 game, but it's the reality of the situation. It was a difficult year for Katie Gerald's crew.
Yeah, it has been from a win-loss perspective, and some of the play on the court and the inability to win on the road in a consistent way. I mean, they played well enough at home, but they got some of the tougher teams at home with Indiana, Iowa, and Ohio State that they were not able to beat. So, I mean, you can't point to like a major injury. I mean, Caitlin Harper suffered a knee injury in the last home game. So, yeah, they just didn't have the kind of year from a win-loss perspective, but they were able to get their freshmen a lot of good playing time, and, you know, you need that to push forward and then get some other things going here in the off season to put this season in the rearview mirror and start getting this thing going in the right direction.
I mean, even before the season started, we sort of knew that it was going to be a challenging year from Katie Gerald's point of view, just in sort of her ability to mix this roster in the proper way. They had a lot of veterans returning and veterans who had taken Purdue back to the NCAA tournament, but trying to mix those returning players in with perhaps more talented, though lesser experienced, younger players, we thought that was going to be a challenge, and as it turned out, that was a challenge.
It was, and I think when you look at their seniors, you know, what you see is what you get, and you are not going to get a whole lot of improvement out of them because they're at the end of their careers, and they had maxed out just about everything. So any kind of step forward from them was not going to be great. You just needed them to maintain kind of what they did last year and then get some key production from the freshmen, which at times you did and other times you didn't, but that's playing freshmen. And, you know, Katie was not really active in the portal last year, in part because at the end of last year, she needed to get her coaching staff straightened out, and she spent her time at least early on doing that. And by the time all that was settled, you know, the portal just wasn't an option to bring in some players that would really help you. But I would expect they'll get in the portal this off season and get some help. You know, they've got three freshmen coming in that should give them some assistance going into next year. Then the experience that this year's team has gotten should carry over.
Yeah, and some good freshmen on this year's team, including Mary Ashley Stevenson, who took home Big Ten Freshman of the Year awards. I mean, she was really good for Purdue. Others as well who will return for next season and then, you know, get some reinforcements. What do you think it looks like going forward for Purdue?
Well, they need a big body inside, or a body inside, a rebounder inside to help in that area, and they need another, probably a scorer, a downhill type of player. But, you know, we tend to forget who's actually on the roster right now who didn't play, and that's Amaya Reynolds, one of the better players in Indiana from a couple years ago. She sat out this year. You know, she redshirted just because she had a foot injury that took a long time to heal, and it was better the redshirt and get the long-term gain out of that instead of trying to push her to play this year. I mean, she takes over the point guard duties next year, and you have a dynamic player at that position, and then everything will kind of feed off that. But again, there's some unknowns as far as what they can get out of the portal, who they'll get, but they do need to get a couple players that will help them and push them forward from an offensive standpoint and also a rebounding standpoint.
Talking to Mike Carmen, the publisher of the Greater Lafayette Sports Report, covers women's basketball in depth. You can find the link for that Substack at his Twitter at Mike_Carmen, also a contributor at goldandblack.com, where he watches a lot and writes a lot about men's basketball. The Boilermakers, Mike, last night got a win at Illinois. It was an impressive one to be able to come back from down 10 points in the first half, down 6 points at halftime. And then I thought maybe most impressively, after Purdue had a six-point lead, the Illini got right back into it, tied it at 64 apiece. And you felt like, man, Illinois is going to figure out a way here down the stretch. But Purdue got some big plays by a lot of different guys. Braden Smith, obviously, Fletcher Lawyer, Mason Gillis, Lance Jones hit a big three, the big guy in the middle, obviously, and Zach Edey. It was a team effort to be able to come back and get that victory, and it was a pretty impressive one for Purdue.
Yeah, I was trying to think if you would label it the most impressive win of the year, but the Arizona game was pretty good when you look back at that and some of the things they did out in Hawaii. But on the road in that environment with what was at stake for Illinois and with it being senior day, I mean, Purdue had the comfort of knowing they've already clinched a share, but Illinois was trying to get a piece of it. They needed to win that game to have any opportunity. But to do what they did down the stretch, and it came from, as you mentioned, different players. It just wasn't throw the ball to Zach, let him make a play or get fouled and do it that way. It was, you know, Lance Jones in the corner, Mason Gillis from the wing. Fletcher Lawyer has kind of righted himself after a kind of a shooting slump. And then, you know, Brayton Smith just had a fantastic year. And to win the game the way they did with him making that shot, I mean, if he's not all Big Ten first team unanimous, I mean, there should be an investigation, and he should, you know, he's starting to get a little bit more national recognition. But yeah, a lot of contributions, and that's what they're going to need once the big tournament starts to hit those kind of shots. And I thought, you know, they were 8 of 10 in the second half from 3-point range, and I felt like that helped them set their defense and kept Illinois out of transition, because Illinois got going in transition in the first half. And you kept, those guys. You forced those guys to play in the half court, and that was better off for Purdue last night.
You know, Braden Smith has some sort of substance to him, doesn't he? I mean, you know, it's more than just hitting a jump shot or finding a teammate, playing some defense. The want to have the ball in those type of situations seems clear with him. And it's just amazing now to look back almost a year ago to what happened in the NCAA tournament where, man, it felt like everybody was shying away from holding the basketball right toward the end of that game to where you feel like Purdue is going into the NCAA tournament this year where, you know, Braden Smith wants the ball. He wants to take that shot. Lance Jones appears to not have any fear, even when some things are going wrong for him over the last couple of games. We know that Zach Edey's going to shoot it if he gets it inside. Mason Gillis, who was one who looked shaken against FDU at the end of last season, appears to have shaken all of that off. I mean, it's a different field. Now, we are not in the NCAA tournament, so maybe there's the ability to sort of block that out right now, and we shall see what happens here in a couple of weeks. But right now, Purdue looks like a team that has a bunch of guys who are sort of embracing the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it is a different team. It's been that way all year. They're better than they were last year. Now, you know, how much better when you get to March, we'll find out. But they're better. They're more mature. They're older. I think they're physically in a better position than they were last year. You don't see, I mean, Purdue finished that game strong last night, where I think last year, if you reflect back, you know, you wondered, you know, they looked tired at times last year. They don't look that way this year. You know, is that just being in it another year later? You know, obviously Lance Jones has added a lot to them. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they have a different look. They have a different feel about them. But, when you know, in March when the moment comes, are they going to have the same look about them? You know, does Fletcher Lawyer have the look that he had last night in March? Because they're going to get the questions as you lead into the NCAA tournament about what happened last year, and you've got to be able to mentally process that and deal with it and move on. So it's a different team. You know, I know everybody's waiting for March, but you still got one more game in the regular season, and then the Big Ten tournament, and then I guess we'll all have the answer.
Probably overly reliant on Zach Edey too down the stretches of games last season, whereas this year you know, Smith has the freedom, the confidence, and the ability just to pull up and hit that shot. Fletcher Loyer can do the same. You don't have to come down every possession and feel like, you know, this ball has to go through Zach Edey. Now, it's not a bad thing if it does, but it feels more natural now to have the ball go inside, have it come back outside, or just don't, right? And have the offense operate through Braden Smith. It seems like, to me, that variety of offense has really helped Purdue late in games.
Well, you have different personnel who can step up now or are confident in stepping up. And as you mentioned earlier, didn't embrace the moment as much as they should last year. And you've still got players coming off the bench with Cam Heidi that can give you the kind of game that he gave, you know, a few weeks ago at Mackey Arena. So they still have some options there. But this, you know, the look and feel of this team, as I mentioned, is much different than last year. And, you know, it's time will tell. But, yeah, they do have different options. You know, if you remember last night, Illinois started to double Zach Edey at the beginning of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the ball out on the perimeter, and that's when that three-point shooting started. And that kind of, I think that kind of gave them the confidence, not that they were lacking it, but you just see a couple go down, and that seems to spread through the rest of the team. And I think that's kind of when they didn't completely take off, but they got themselves right back in the middle of the game, and they were able to get to the end and get to the finish line.
Thanks, Carm.
Thank you.
That's Mike Carman, the publisher of the Greater Lafayette Sports Report, a contributor at goldandblack.com, joining us on the Blue Fox Heating and Cooling Hammerhead Hotline. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More coming up. You're listening to the Hammer Down Show, 1017 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com.